Tom C. McKnight, Jr., I'm dictating a neurological report on Keith Medley, M-E-D-L-E-Y. This is 82. Alwyn Way. Chico, California, 95973. Phone 530-809-1917. ID is XXX2764. Date of birth 23 February 1945. 78-year-old widowed man. Insurance Medicare / AARP. Pharmacy is Rite Aid - East Avenue, Chico. It is addressed to 4 CHAR Bush, BUSHNP. Pence Road. Suite B and C, Paradise, California, 95969-3674, 530-872-6650, 530-877-7260, parenthesis fax, in parenthesis, the clinical indication, neurological evaluation, - second opinion, history of memory impairment, subparagraph previous evaluation, suggesting Parkinsonism, Cobb decline, past history of stroke, dear Char Bush and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Keith Medley. That's M-E-D-L-E-Y for neurological evaluation. Keith was seen today accompanied by his daughter, providing additional supportive information regarding his medical history and history of cognitive impairment. New paragraph. As you may remember, Keith was previously seen for neurological and medical evaluation with complaints of pain in his left leg and knee with lumbar MR imaging findings of degenerative lumbar disease, for which he underwent diagnostic evaluation with electrodiagnostic testing and treatment with injection therapy, which by his report was not particularly beneficial. New paragraph. He reports that his back pain was the consequence of a back injury in 2006, which may have been an industrial injury for which he has been treated on an industrial basis. New paragraph. He reports that his electrodiagnostic studies were accomplished in Yuba City, and that he did undergo a lumbar operation for which, by his report, he has had persistent symptoms in the left lower extremity since that time. New paragraph. He gave an additional history of through his sister of cognitive impairment and difficulty in accomplishing tasks that were rather simply accomplished in the past. New paragraph. He was seen and evaluated by Dr. P. Singh, S-I-N-G-H-M-D, for neurological evaluation, with findings suggesting Parkinsonism and cognitive decline, for which he's being seen today for a second opinion. New paragraph. Further questioning reveals spells of possible inattention during the day. He has a history of previous cerebral hemorrhagic stroke, for which I believe he was seen at UCSF with a resolution of his findings after 2 days. New paragraph, there's no other unusual medical history by his report today. New paragraph, his neurological examination shows that he is focused and alert, but has some difficulty in recollection with reduced insight. His motor activity is preserved, but ambulation demonstrates festinating gait. Insight appears to be preserved. New paragraph, I see no tremor at rest with intention or movement. New paragraph. Medical records reviewed indicates there may be an additional diagnosis of dysthymic disorder. Current medications include donepezil, 5 milligrams bedtime, excitalopram, 10 milligrams, metoprolol, 25 BID, sublingual nitroglycerin, omeprazole, delayed release 25 milligrams, 20 milligrams, rovustatin 40 milligrams, new paragraph, diagnostic impression, clinical history suspicious for cerebrovascular disease, clinical manifestations suggesting early Parkinson's, possibly degenerative in etiology, clinical findings and history of progressive cognitive decline, possibly Parkinsonian, functional history suggesting possible epileptiform discharges, clinical history suspicious for symptomatic depression treated, current recommendations. Evaluation will be initiated with medical dementia laboratory testing and nutritional analysis with history of cognitive decline and depression. New paragraph, we will obtain high resolution 3D MR brain imaging for evaluation of degenerative dementia etiology. New paragraph, DAT scanning will be completed to validate findings of Parkinsonism. New paragraph, diagnostic electroencephalography will be accomplished to exclude encephalopathy associated with seizures with previous risk factors of cerebral hemorrhage. New paragraph, I am going to have them complete the NIH quality of life questionnaires for evaluation in consideration for further treatment. New paragraph, I will see him for reevaluation with the results of his testing and further recommendations and sign respectfully with my professional signature.